through God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is the gospel lesson we heard from St. John. And I've got to tell you that today is considered in many churches Good Shepherd Sunday. The Sunday of the Good Shepherd. Let me read to you from the prophet Ezekiel, the Old Testament. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 1 through 6. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord, ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they are scattered, because there was no shepherd. And they became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered. They wandered all over the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them.
It does say that it's not something that they think about.
ensuring that people always have visual contact with other people will prevent excess stress. According to Human Behaviors, a group of five people is usually necessary for people to display their normal grouping behavior. A person will become highly agitated if it is separated from the rest of the group. In addition to serving as a protection mechanism against predators, this grouping and following instinct enables humans to care for large numbers of other people. It makes people easier to move and enables a guardian to provide protection for a large group. Thousands of generations of human conduct has further strengthened this trait in people. Has anybody figured this out yet? What word do I change? I've actually taken the word people and used it for the word sheep. I'm going to continue just a little bit. But now that you know that I'm doing that, listen carefully. People have also favored the non-aggressive, docile nature of other people, making it easier for people, especially women and children, to care for others. It is doubtful they could survive in the wild if a predator risk existed. People are a prey species. When they are faced with danger, their natural instinct is to flee, not fight. Their strategy is to use avoidance and rapid flight to avoid being attacked. After fleeing, people will reform their group and look at the predator. They use their natural grouping instinct to band together for safety. A person that is by himself is vulnerable to attack. Changes in normal behavior can be an early sign of illness in people. The most obvious example of this relates to the person's most natural behavioral instinct, the grouping instinct. An adult or a child that is isolated from the rest of the group is likely showing early signs of illness, unless it is lost. Even the last person through the gate should be suspected of not feeling well, especially if it is usually one of the first. This last paragraph, I'm not going to change any of the words. I'm going to read it word for word, okay? I don't know why that is. Sheep rank in intelligence just below the pig and even with cattle. They react to situations they encounter using instincts that have developed over centuries. Due to their strong flocking instinct and the failure to act independently of one another, sheep have been universally branded as stupid. But sheep are not stupid. Their only protection from predators is to band together and follow the sheep in front of them. If a predator is threatening the flock, this is not the time to act independently. I thought it was important to read the whole thing. Because we are like sheep. We're not stupid. We're very smart. We come together as a group, a flock. I'm considered an under shepherd of this flock of Christ Church. And we gather together because a predator exists. A predator is Satan. Satan is busy in this world of ours. So we gather together to thwart off the attacks of the predator. Now in the gospel text that we hear today from St. John, it talks about the hired hand who is not the shepherd. The hired hand just doesn't care much for the sheep. Why not? Why doesn't the hired hand care for the sheep? They aren't his. He has no ownership in them. They don't belong to him, the hired hand. He has no financial interest with them. And it's like, who cares what happens to them? I don't. Who cares? The hired hand only does what interests himself. The hired one. He's interested in making money for himself, feeding himself, making himself stomach done, and running away and avoiding danger and trouble. That's what the hired hand does, according to this gospel lesson that we have today. But the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, Jesus loves you. He cares for us because, well, for one reason, as the God-man Jesus Christ, he was there when God dug down and took the dust of the earth and formed me and you. He was there. He created us. He has ownership. Jesus has ownership of us. We are his children. He has been the one that has breathed life into us. He has a responsibility to keeping his greatest creation going. Jesus has a great responsibility for the care and well-being of his flock, his bride, the church. Jesus cares an awful lot because he has ownership. He has no financial interest in his flock. His interest is in our well-being. Jesus' interest in us is our salvation. Jesus' interest in us is us living forever with him. He has an immense interest in our well-being. How great is his interest in us? Well, he was living, breathing, and existing quite happily with God the Father in heaven. He came down to earth. God sent his Son to become born of a virgin. And he lived and became a man without sin. And he cared so much for me and for you that he endured the suffering. He endured the shame. He endured the torture. He endured the nailing to the cross. He endured even death upon the cross. And on the third day, he rose from the dead, so that you and I, our sins, our relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, would be rekindled, would be reunited with our Father in heaven, that when God looks at us today, he sees purity, he sees the whiteness of our robes, he sees us as a lamb without listen now again, now that you know a little bit about sheep, and we certainly know about our good shepherd, listen again to the gospel for today. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we gather today. Because Jesus loves you. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding.